I'm not sure about you, but I remember exactly what I was doing in mid-January 1977. That month, the Midwest was hit with a full-blown blizzard, grinding life outside to a standstill. I was huddled in my house with my 2-year-old daughter and my very pregnant wife. We couldn't go anywhere or do much of anything except watch television. That month, my sanity was saved by this episode's storyteller. That month, the miniseries, Roots, was aired, and millions of Americans learned more about Black history in that week and then in the years before. That storyteller was Alex Haley. Welcome once again to Great Stories About Great Storytellers. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Overbeck, and here I get to share the little-known backstories of famous authors, directors, and poets. This episode's storyteller may not be as recognized as some, but his work has had a dramatic effect on our culture and society. Alexander Murray Palmer Haley, 1921 to 1992, was born into an educated family. His father, an ag professor at Alabama A&M University. Like his father, Alex tried the academic route, attending Alcorn State University and Elizabeth City State College, both historically Black institutions, but it didn't stick with the young man. He dropped out. His father felt Alex needed discipline and growth and convinced his son to enroll in the military. At the age of 18, Alex Haley began a 20-year career in the United States Coast Guard, where, in an unusual way, his writing career also began. Haley served in the Pacific Theater of Operations during World War II, aboard a ship, of course. He said the greatest enemy he and his fellow sailors faced during the long deployment at sea was not the Japanese, but rather plain old boredom. Stuck on the ship for long periods of time, Haley taught himself the craft of writing. He must have been pretty good because other sailors paid him to write love letters to their girlfriends. I wonder if any of those women ever learned they had a letter from a great American writer. This experience served him so well, in 1949, he became a journalist for the Coast Guard with the rank of Petty Officer First Class. In time, he became the first chief journalist for the Coast Guard, a rank created especially for him because of his journalistic talent. While serving in the Coast Guard, he collected a whole host of medals and recognitions, from the American Campaign Medal to the World War II Victory Medal to the United Nations Service Medal. There is even a Coast Guard cutter serving Kodiak, Alaska, named USCGC Alex Haley. Not bad for the first 20 years of his life. But Alex Haley was just getting started. After leaving the Coast Guard, he became a senior editor for Reader's Digest. Later, he was hired to conduct interviews for Playboy magazine. The first interview printed was with jazz musician Miles Davis. In it, Davis shared his thoughts and feelings on racism and discrimination. The interview became the standard. Several notable stars and celebrities sat for interviews with Haley, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Muhammad Ali, Sammy Davis Jr., Quincy Jones, Johnny Carson, and Malcolm X. One of Haley's most famous interviews for the magazine was with George Lincoln Rockwell, head of the American Nazi Party, who kept a handgun on the table between them during the interview. Yikes. His interviews with Malcolm X led to Haley's first book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, published in 1965. Haley actually ghostwrote the book based on 50 in-depth interviews he conducted with Malcolm between 1963 and 1965. After Malcolm X's assassination in February 1965, Haley wrote an epilogue summarizing the end of the man's life. Doubleday had contracted both Haley and Malcolm X with a $30,000 advance, but canceled the contract after the assassination, supposedly out of fear for the safety of its employees. The book instead was picked up by a small press, Grove Press, and this move has been called the most disastrous decision in corporate publishing history. Why? Because the book went on to sell millions of copies. 8 million and counting. Went through 5 editions, was translated into 30 languages. The book has influenced generations. It won the Ansfield Wolf Book Award, and Time Magazine named it one of the 10 most influential books of the 20th century. And then Alex Haley devoted 12 years to researching and writing Roots, the Saga of an American Family. The book is based on his own family's history, going back to the days of slavery. The story begins with the kidnapping of Kunta Kinte in the African country of Gambia in 1767, and his being transported to Maryland to be sold. Haley captures the story of several generations leading from slavery during the Revolutionary War time in America to present day. Haley traveled to Africa to talk with a tribal historian and even trace the records of the slave ship used to carry his ancestor to America. The book was released in 1976 to immediate critical and commercial success. It debuted at number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list, then spent the next 23 weeks at the number 1 spot. Within 7 months of its release, Roots had sold over 15 million hardcover copies. Haley won the Pulitzer Prize for the work, and Roots sparked an explosion of interest in family history and genealogy. More awards would follow. The Springarm Medal from the NAACP, the Golden Plate Award from the American Academy of Achievement, and even the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Bill Clinton. But Alex Haley's greatest impact came from none of these. After a word from this episode's sponsor, I'll share how Alex Haley became one of the most influential storytellers in recent memory. Hey, if you're a fan of gripping murder mystery and thrilling suspense, you won't want to miss out on the podcast, Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem, Laced with Morality. This podcast is perfect for writers, experts, and fans alike, featuring in-depth discussions about some of the most fascinating and thought-provoking crime stories out there. And that's not all. If you're looking for a great read, check out the book, A Fifth of the Story, now available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. This page-turner is a thrilling suspense novel based on the lives of 3 decorated and dedicated CIA agents as they fight to save their jobs, their families, and the USA from the brink of disaster. Now, back to the remarkable story of Alex Haley, veteran, researcher, journalist, and writer. How can we measure the impact of a storyteller? Well, certainly by sales, how many people bought and read their work, and maybe by awards. Alex Haley certainly excelled in both the popular arena and in critic circles. But Since the 1960s, there has been one more viable measure. At the start of this episode, I shared a bit about my experience watching the miniseries Roots, the Saga of American Family, based on the novel. I was not alone. The miniseries, which was written by Alex Haley, ran over 8 consecutive nights, an entirely new concept in television, and received similar critical acclaim as the book. It collected 37 Emmy nominations and won 9, and it also earned the Golden Globe and Peabody Awards. But the actual impact of Roots is in the numbers. The miniseries earned unprecedented Nielsen numbers. That's the company that measures TV viewing. Roots had the second most watched season finale in history, still. In fact, Roots garnered the largest viewership ever attracted by any TV series in history. Listen to this. It was watched by an estimated 130 to 140 million viewers, which was more than half of the total U.S. population in 1977, which was 221 million. An incredible 85% of all the homes with televisions in America watch some or all of the miniseries. Talk about impact. Because of Alex Haley's incredible storytelling, 140 million Americans received an essential and well overdue lesson in Black history right there in their living rooms on 8 cold, snowy January evenings. For me, as a sheltered white guy, and for many, I believe, Haley's story fundamentally altered my understanding of Black heritage, American history, and our culture. Perhaps this lesson, learned when I was in my 20s, was one reason I chose the story of racial injustice for my first entry in the Haunted Shore Mysteries, Blood on the Chesapeake, decades later. If you haven't yet checked out this or my other award-winning paranormal mysteries, or my newest amateur sleuth mystery, Cruel Lessons, you can find details on all of these on my website, www.authorrandyoverbeck.com. There, you can also find any of the other episodes in Great Stories About Great Storytellers. Speaking of which, mark your calendar because you'll definitely want to catch next month's episode about the mega best-selling American author, James Patterson. Until then, keep reading those great stories, and I hope one of them is mine.